It was hard getting sleep, especially in the beginning. I felt like the first couple months was just like me holding him, looking at him, just like, hey man, you wanna go to sleep? Hey man, you wanna blink for a longer period of time? Just hold your eyes closed for a little bit. I'll put you down, walk away, and then I'm clear. That's fine. And then finally he'd go to sleep. I'm like, okay, we can finally go to sleep. We can go to sleep now. And then we'd look at him and be like, oh no, he's not really moving that much. Is he supposed to be that still? I don't know. His lungs aren't that big. It's not like, how did he look in the hospital? Honestly, I didn't check. I figured if something happened, we could just return him at the hospital. Please be alive, please. Just move a little, just move a little. Okay, just tell you, I'm not gonna put my fingerprints on a possibly not alive baby. Yeah, you would want me to do that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? CSI would come in here and be like, yeah, he was perfectly fine to this fingerprint right here on that little onesie right there. Okay, I'll touch it. Okay, yeah, he's alive and awake now. Please go to sleep. I think it's scary because we went to go buy a bassinet, and on the bassinet, there's a big caution sign. Right there, it's not removable. It's big orange, black, like, caution, do not put any pillows or blankets or stuffed animals in the crib because the baby may suffocate. And that's scary as a parent, but that has to affect the baby. You know, they have to feel that on some level. I think there's gonna be a whole generation of adults that are just like, I'm gonna sleep on top of the sheets. Actually, this is kind of soft. You know, I'm gonna sleep on the wood floor. Maybe get a good start to my day. I love being a dad. Because now I relate better to parents. Because I remember when my older brother became a dad, I couldn't, like, I would just ask him questions that are stupid to ask new parents. Like, I'd be like, hey, Patrick, have you seen this movie? This new, and his eyes would just kind of glaze over. And he'd be like, I haven't been in a movie theater in 16 months. That's a specific amount of time. Yeah. I used to think that parents said their children's age in months because they love their child so much. Like, every month was like more love on top of more love on top of more love until they get the tower of love. Now I'm thinking they just want you to know exactly how long they've been suffering for. Like, if it was socially acceptable, they would tell, like, 16 months, 4 weeks. That's actually 17 months. I haven't slept a lot lately. 3 days, 2 hours, since I've had feelings that mattered. I would always try to be positive. I'd be like, Patrick, maybe you can see it when it comes out on Netflix. Like, I can't afford Netflix. I have kids in college. Okay, you can use my password. Okay, I mean, you can use Dad's password. He doesn't even really use it that much since I changed it. Like, oh, did you watch the game on Sunday, Pat? Is the game Peppa Pig? I always wanted to hear him rant about a cartoon. You know, like, you want to know what Peppa Pig is, Michael? It's an animated show about a British family of pigs where all the characters have both eyes on one side of their face. And no one says a word about it in the entire series. It's never explained. I think it teaches kids to love one another no matter how many eyes are on one side of their face. You ever want to make a horror movie version out of Peppa Pig? Just have the monster attack from the left. Peppa Pig, there's gonna be some bacon. Thanks, everybody. I'm Michael Palisak. I appreciate it. Thank you.